We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's a great Throwback Thursday song. Here comes Crowder hustling in. He had to run to the TNT wall because of his Christopher Cross opinions. And finally, during the last commercial break, he admitted he was wrong. So he took a jog.
Sailing.
We have Don Bailey Jr. going to join us here on the Hockman and Crowder simulcast. But before we connect with him, I thought we'd get headlines with our friend Alejandro Solana. What do you got, Solana?
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Some pretty big Inter-Miami news. I'll get to that in just a second. But tonight, Thursday Night Football, the Week 3 edition, the Jaguars host the Tennessee Titans. That game will kick off at 8:20 p.m. on NFL Network.
We were talking earlier about what we'd bet on that game, and Crowder likes the Titans laying the points, even though they're on the road. But then he said to me during a commercial break, he's like, you know what? It's the under. The under in this game is where it's at. He's like, man, if this thing's close to around 50, let's take the under, take it to the bank. And then I tell him, under's 38.5.
Man, I'm not smarter than Vegas. That's what you're
telling
me.
You're not smarter than Vegas. See, they make it just to the point where you go, huh, I think I might take the over. And now you don't know what the hell you're doing.
Goodness gracious.
But I love Thursday Night Football. I'm not one of those haters that complains about Thursday Night Football. Man, this drives me crazy. Drives me crazy. Oh, Thursday Night Football, it's so bad, and blah, blah, blah. Why do you want football taken off your TV on Thursday night?
It doesn't make sense.
Why would you not want more football during the week?
Because the style of play is
not
the same.
It's a lesser
line.
Style. If they had those two extra days.
All right, what else you got, Solana?
Albert Wilson and Rashad Jones both missed Miami Dolphins practice today.
All right. I'm guessing they're not going to play Sunday. They didn't play last Sunday.
It's a whole different story with Rashad. I'm worried about Albert Wilson.
Yeah, obviously. This is he's got issues because he missed almost the entire season last season and started out so great.
And it's sad but it's concerning. He had a lower body injury, and now he continues to get lower body injuries. Did that hip heal up? Because now it's ankle, now it's Achilles, now it's knee, now it's this. All that's a chain. I'm worried about Albert Wilson. We got Omar Kelly coming on. That's one of my questions I'm going to ask Omar. Is he damaged goods now? Because it seems like he's never going to be back to what we had when him and Jakeem Grant were slapping hands running into the end zone.
That was a great moment, man. Things were different that week.
You might need to put it on your living room wall. It might be the last time you see him.
Anything else, Alana?
Yeah, the Dolphins line, by the way, has dropped to 22.5 points for me ahead of their Week 3 matchup versus Dallas. And I teased this big Inter-Miami news. This could be Inter-Miami, David Beckham, Jorge Mas's big splash signing before their inaugural season. David Silva, he's 33 years old, plays for Manchester City, one of the most prominent players in European football over the at least 10 years. There's reports out of Independent. The Independent in the UK is reporting that when his contract expires at the end of this season, he will be coming over to Inter-Miami.
I saw that on social media today. It seems like a very big deal. And I would say anybody that's a name or a talent in soccer is going to be in play for Inter-Miami because of David Beckham. Like, they're going to be in play. Man, I hope it works. I really do.
And you said he's 33, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that what we're looking like? The older all-stars is what we should expect?
You're exactly right. Because, first of all, that's what the MLS gets, I think, anyway, right? The older stars.
Well, that's what we should expect because that's what the MLS has attracted in the past. The Thierry Henrys, the David Villas.
Like even David Beckham himself,
right? David Beckham himself, perfect example. But I think people want to see the MLS go away from that, which is why you guys are making fun of me for some of those the Matias Pellegrini signing a couple months ago. Like, those were the younger players that people want to see them bring in. But, look, David Silva's coming here. It's a huge name, and he's still pretty good.
I hope it works. I've seen so many teams fail in South Florida. I hope that it works because you watch some of those like Atlanta games. I mean, it's just like it's crazy. Like, I love that atmosphere. We loved it when we went to the World Baseball Classic. And you're like, yeah, when sports feels this way, the UM Notre Dame game a couple seasons ago.
Yes.
Like, when sports feels that way, it's great. Anything else, Solana?
Go to the World Baseball Classic and sit in the Colombian section.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a party.
The Vuvuzelas and those horns.
David, what's his name?
David Silva.
Is David before David? Did we mess up David or they messed up David?
Why is it messed up either way?
I just don't like David. I don't like it.
Weird take. Weird flex. Anything else, Solana?
And finally, Jamie Lynn Sigler has been casted to voice Disney's first.
She's been cast.
Yeah, that's what I said. Disney's first Jewish princess in a Hanukkah-themed episode of Elena of Avalor.
Jamie Lynn Sigler is Jewish?
I was hoping you'd take it from here.
Because she played Tony Soprano's daughter. That's Meadow Soprano.
Meadow's Jewish?
That's what, like, that shocks me. She's Jewish?
And she's playing a princess where?
I think of her as Italian because of Sopranos. But I know, like, certain shows, like, you watch a show and you see someone at that character for so long, you start to believe that they're that character.
Mm-hmm.
Like, kind of Joe Pesci. Don't you think Joe Pesci's just a loud mouth, will take a bat to you like he does in Goodfellas or whatever? But he's probably not that. He's an actor playing a role, right?
He went at 5'1". How many bats has he taken to people?
Right, the bat's bigger than him.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I don't know. You get caught up in the characters.
They do cast him for that all the time.
All the time. Yeah. Anything else, Solana? You got weather?
Weather's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in South Florida, it is mostly sunny, 84 degrees currently. Tonight's low should drop to 79.
79.
It gonna be 70, man.
It's Mushmouth from Fat Albert.
I mean, I'm giving a great weather report and just nitpicking.
It started with 79. Go ahead. What else? Come on, I want to get DBJ on the phone.
Yeah, tree pollen levels are low. You can visit Hialeah Park Casino every Saturday to win your share of $10,000 in giveaways. Make sure to visit HialeahPark.com for more information.
Thank you, Mushmouth. 79. If you're driving around South Florida, be a high 70s. All right, get Don Bailey Jr. on the phone because I want to give him the lines and I want to talk some college football with him. So I'm just now I'm vamping for him to get DBJ on the line, but now Solana's pissed. So now he's doing it slowly. He's lashing out at us.
79
divine degrees. 79. Don Bailey Jr. is the radio analyst for the Miami Hurricanes radio network. Canes host Central Michigan Saturday at Solana would say, Saturday, Hard Rock Stadium. It's a 4 o'clock kickoff. You'll have Joe Zagacki and Don Bailey Jr. on the call. Where is he? I don't want to get into anything else. I want to talk to DBJ. Where's DBJ? Hello? Anyone here?
He done ran him hot now.
He left.
He left?
He left the studio? Solana?
Jennifer back in here.
Is there
a great job with the midday.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Where's DBJ? Is he there?
He's there.
All right. I was just trying to find out if he's there. Don Bailey Jr. is there.
It's 79. I'm here.
79
degrees. All right, DBJ.
79 degrees.
So before we give you the funny lines, we congratulate you. We played earlier your calls from the Bethune-Cookman game. You did an awesome job on staying alive. You did an awesome job on Copacabana. You kind of threw away the, what was the other one, Solana? The
Shake Your Groove thing.
Yeah, you kind of threw that away. Two out of three ain't bad, man. That's like a 79%. So let me before we give you new lines for this weekend, your thoughts on the Bethune-Cookman game. I kind of feel like, look, they're on the schedule. I feel like the Hurricanes did exactly what they needed to do.
I mean, if it was a month ago and you said you're going to beat Bethune 63-0, I think everybody just signed up for it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, for real.
So you did. I mean, you can say, and they have said, they didn't start as fast and didn't do this and didn't do that, and we have to get better. Okay, I agree with all that. it's still 63-0. And they scored every which way imaginable. And the quarterback at week three, third game, has not thrown an interception. Nikosi Perry came in. He looked like he's improved. DJ Dallas is being DJ Dallas, and they're doing a good job. Miami's doing a good job of stopping the run. They probably don't have as many sacks as they would like, but that may come in time, too. A lot of that has to do with the offense you're running and the quarterback you're facing, but I think everything's – I'm happy with it, man. I really am. Hey, I wouldn't mind playing him again this week.
There is some breaking news that I just saw on Twitter that I thought I'd share with everybody. Oh, we got breaking news music. I guess Solana saw the same breaking news. Nice job. Ian Rappaport from NFL Network has tweeted, sources, the Dolphins have made a big move. Josh Rosen is set to start against the Cowboys on Sunday. Coach Brian Flores made the decision this afternoon. So that's some breaking news for Dolphins fans, because he had his press conference earlier this morning and he said, yeah, Ryan Fitzpatrick, he laid out the reasons why Ryan Fitzpatrick is the starter. But again, Ian Rappaport reporting the Dolphins have named Josh Rosen as the starter. I shouldn't say have named, but he's saying, according to sources, Josh Rosen is going to start against the Cowboys this Sunday. So I think a lot of Dolphins fans wanted to see that happen. Don Bailey Jr. is with us. I just wanted to share that with everybody. Aside from the Canes record, do you feel like the Canes are where they should be?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I've seen progress in areas where they're young. I've seen a lot of progress on the offensive line since week one. Some of that is obviously competition, but I see the young guys getting better at what they're taught to do. You know, their offensive line coach, Coach Barry, is an in-depth technician, and I see that they're starting to pick up on it and understand it. I'm still very impressed with Jaren Williams. With, you know, you look at where Miami's been the last couple of years with the giveaway, especially last year, and we still haven't thrown an interception, not one, of course. And I think if any time you're getting in a football game and you got quarterbacks that are throwing touchdowns and not throwing interceptions, no matter who it is, and he's gone three games without a pick, I would never have guessed that that was possible. So he's obviously taken coaching from Dan Enos. The secondary looks like it's improving. You know, they talk about tackling and they weren't tackling well, and that looks like it's getting better. And I just think it's going to come together. And, you know, the big part of it is I really believe, not just from what I see, but from what I hear and how these guys are working, is that they have really bought into Manny Diaz as the head coach. And I don't think you can, you know, no matter what a record is, if your guys believe in you, there's no higher compliment. And I believe that wholeheartedly, that they have really bought into the system.
All right, Don Bailey Jr., here's what we wait for every week. We give you some calls to work into the broadcast on Saturday. So they play Central Michigan. So what we did was get some lines from some songs from musicians that are from Michigan. All right?
Okay.
A very musically rich area, Michigan. Detroit, correct, especially with Motown, a lot of artists. So are you ready to bring your A game on Saturday?
I'm ready to bring some Motown
to
the game.
I'm actually going to start with a non-Motown artist. This is Kid okay. Rock. Kid Rock is from Romeo, Michigan. He loves Michigan, by the way. Still lives there. You're familiar with his song, Ba Wada Ba?
If I hear it, maybe I will be.
All right, here's the opening line. Might be tough to pull off, you know, kind of nonchalantly, but if you can, this will be brilliant. Ba with a ba, da bang, diggy, 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 said the boogie, said up, jump the boogie.
We'll give it a try, man. I'm going to put it on the list. We'll see if we can get that one in.
One more time, Solana, you have that? Ba with a ba, da bang, diggy, 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 said the boogie, said up, jump the boogie. You got that?
I got it, baby.
All right. I don't feel like he has it. Do you feel like he has it?
He got it.
You think he's got it?
I don't feel like I got it.
He got it.
Diana Ross, she is from Detroit. This is a classic Upside Down, and you could do a little call and response with Joe on this one. Listen to the line we picked for you from Diana Ross.
Upside down, boy, you turn me inside out and right.
You got it?
I think that one's a lock.
Upside down, especially if somebody gets, you know, helicoptered or something. You know,
oh, yeah.
Upside down, boy, you turned me inside out
inside
and round
out.
And round.
Round, yes.
Stevie
that
Wonder.
What'd you say? I forgot about that.
All right, Stevie Wonder.
I forgot Stevie was
Stevie
from
Wonder,
yeah.
Motown, Detroit. This is from the 80s. I tried to pick an 80s song from Stevie Wonder. This is I Just Called to Say I Love You.
I just called. I love you. I just called to say how much I care. I just called to say I love you, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart.
I just called to say I love you. I just called to say how much I care. I just called to say I love you, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart.
Now, how much of that do you want me to get in?
Well, I'd like all of it, but I'll allow you to be the governor of what can fit into a broadcast or not.
All right. I'll see how much I can govern that into the broadcast.
Because maybe you say, I just called to say I love you, and Josie says, I just called to say how much I care.
There you go.
All
there
right.
You go.
I think we're on to something here, because I think you're going to be able to work these in. I think they're going to run up the score on Central Michigan. Bob Seger, you're familiar with him. He's from Detroit.
Little Silver Bullet Band.
That's right. Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. This song from Risky Business. And everybody knows this scene where Tom Cruise comes sliding into the living room.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself. Today's music ain't got the same song. I like that old time of rock and roll.
That's easy, right?
Oh, yeah. That one's easy.
Just take those old records off the shelf, especially if somebody breaks a record.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Now I got to go dig in to see if any records can be broken.
Some records got to be broken on Saturday, right? Just take those old records off the shelf. I'll sit and listen to them by myself. Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that old-time rock and roll.
Old-time rock and roll. Yes, sir.
All right, one more. He's from one more, DBJ. He's from 8 Mile, Eminem. I know you can pull this off with Joe Zagacki.
Hi, my name is...
That's a call and response right there. Hi, my name is...
What? I was ready.
My name is...
Who?
My name is Slim Shady. You can do that, right?
I like Slim Shady. My name is... I think we could do that. Joe would be happy to get involved with that.
Yeah, he said that he tried to get you to do Dust in the Wind last week because you weren't going to pull the trigger on that one.
Well, he was a little pushy on Dust in the Wind. That must have been his prom song or something.
A little pushy.
Yeah.
He was pushy. All right. So
he
we
was.
Get him.
I mean, normally he didn't, like, push any of that. But he was. Come on, Dust in the Wind, Dust in the Wind. We got to do Dust in the Wind.
Would you like to hear me and Crowder and Solana sing it one more time? We sang it for you on the show last week. Would you like to hear us one more time do it just to get you in the right mood?
Absolutely. I would appreciate getting in the right mood.
All right. Do we have Dust in the Wind from the three of us?
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
Yeah, you got to pull it off with that kind of harmony with Joe this Saturday.
There ain't a chance.
All right, perfect.
We got
it down.
Harmony.
Tom Bailey Jr., make sure you're listening Saturday. Canes and Central Michigan. It is a 4 o'clock start, Hard Rock Stadium, and the broadcast will begin at noon. Thank you for making time for us and putting up with our nonsense, DBJ.
We love you guys. No problem. See you later.
Ba with a ba, da bang, da bang, diggy, 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 said the boogie, said up, jump the boogie. He hung up. I was trying to get him to say it back to me. He hung up. All right, breaking news is that according to Ian Rappaport, the Miami Dolphins are going to start Josh Rosen versus the Cowboys on Sunday. Ian Rappaport tweets that Coach Brian Flores made the decision this afternoon. Omar Kelly scheduled to join us next, but I don't know if he's going to get called into having to write something for the Sun Sentinel on the coaching change. So maybe Omar Kelly in the next segment, talk Dolphins. Regardless, we'll talk about this change in the Dolphins quarterback situation. And I've got to update my T-shirt. Hurricane season is here. First thing that popped into my head. Hurricane season is here. Dorian was a huge wake-up call for a lot of people, and so the time is now to call or visit BNT, Impact Windows and Doors. That's the company my wife and I use for our home. Different feeling when you've got PGT Custom Windows and Doors protecting everything. So BNT, Impact Windows and Doors, that's the way to go. Tom and Brett came out to our house, showed us exactly which PGT Custom Windows and Doors would serve us well, and then what a difference when you have all that installed, just getting ready for a storm. It's totally different. And BNT, they want to help people who suffered at the hands of Dorian in the Bahamas and the Abacos. For September, 5% of all material sales from BNT will be donated to the appropriate charitable organizations that are helping. And in addition, BNT is accepting donations at their corporate location, which is 590 Southwest 9th Terrace in Pompano. And then if you make a donation, BNT is going to give away a free upgrade of windows to a lucky raffle winner. So for every donation, the donor is going to get a raffle ticket. And then on September 23rd, BNT Impact Windows and Doors will draw a name for a lucky winner. You can get all the details at their showroom. You speak with a representative or check out their Facebook page for official rules. But again, trust me, you know, I own a home here in South Florida. If you do, having PGT Custom Windows and Doors just makes you feel more secure than you could ever imagine. So call BNT Impact Windows and Doors, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126, or online, BNTImpactWindows.com. There is apparently a quarterback change already for the Miami Dolphins. We will get into that next on Hockman and Crowder. There's some breaking news. According to multiple media outlets, Miami Dolphins are making a quarterback change, and Josh Rosen will start Sunday against the Cowboys, which seems to be a change of direction from what Brian Flores said just this morning. But
Rosen showed out at practice.
Rosen showed out at practice. Omar Kelly covers the Miami Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. He's brought to you by Bud Light, official sponsor of the Miami Dolphins. This football season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly. Omar Kelly, I didn't know if he was going to be able to join us or not because of the breaking news. I'm sure he's got to post stuff and write stuff. So I'm imagining you don't have a lot of time, oh?
No, I'm good. I'm fast, baby. I'm fast. That story's already up on sunsentinel.com.
There you go, sunsentinel.com.
We got the Dolphins claim Taco Charlton as well. I wrote a column early this morning. Basically, yeah, why not? Why not? You've got no talent on this team. Why not?
And
why
get all the info.
Just you're moving pieces. I don't know why they're bringing in pieces when they want to move pieces. I was confused by it, though.
No. It makes sense because you got no edge setters and no pass rushers. I mean, he'll at least give you a chance. Like, and here's the thing. The reason why you might not have claimed him was because his contract is guaranteed, but only one more year is actually guaranteed. This season's guaranteed, and then next year for like $920,000 is guaranteed. So it doesn't make any sense to not claim somebody who could be a foundational piece. You don't know.
So there's a couple pieces of news. So Taco Charlton has been claimed by the Dolphins, and the Dolphins are starting Josh Rosen. So what do you think?
New Bay's
behind center. I mean, obviously a lot of people thought that this would be the right move, but what do you think changed from like this morning till now to name him the starter?
He must have had one hell of a practice. And, you know, he does have good chemistry with Preston Williams. And so I found it very interesting today that Brian Flores said they were getting equal reps. And I was like, since when have they been getting equal reps? And so it looks like because of those equal reps, he's had an opportunity to showcase himself. And truthfully speaking, why not? Because this season has just fully fledged become about finding foundational pieces for 2020, and why not figure out whether Josh Rosen deserves to be here? He's not going to be the starting quarterback in 2020. You know, heaven and earth will have to move to make that happen. But you might as well figure out if he's a very competent NFL starter.
And, oh, I was going to ask you about that because on Twitter you're killing about this Tua. Are you premature with this Tua? Like,
No.
that Justin Herbert or Fromm or Love, somebody can outplay him this year and jump. Right now, Jalen Hurts is outplaying him, to be honest.
Yes, Jalen Hurts looks very good, but Jalen Hurts, there are certain elements of his game that makes me uncomfortable. What I like about Tua is that he does things that cannot be coached. The way he throws a slant pass, it's undefendable. It's just, if you can actually have a receiver with a big enough body who can actually get open on a 7-yard slant, you can't defend it the way he throws it. You know, maybe you could jump into his throwing lane. Maybe you could drop up a linebacker, but then I'm sure he'd adjust and do something else. So, you know, there are certain things that he does that's just not coachable. And that's why I'm not a Herbert fan. He reminds me of Ryan Tannehill. And when you watch him, you'll see why. I would like to see more development from him. Fromm, I know you're a fan of Fromm, and I'm watching Fromm
like Fromm
closely because you're a fan, Trent.
Yes, man, Fromm. I know he has to have a pro style. He's not sitting in the gun 50 snaps a game. But if you put him in a pro style, I think Fromm can live, can eat.
I don't want somebody who could live and eat. I want somebody who's going to be the next Steve Young, and I believe that's true.
Omar Kelly is with us. You could read his work in the Sun Sentinel.
I have suffered enough. I have suffered enough. You have suffered enough. Our media entities have suffered enough. Like, we've got nothing right now in this market. We need Tua.
The breaking news, Josh Rosen will start Sunday. Taco Charlton has been claimed by the Dolphins as well. So, can you get a fair, like, assessment of Josh Rosen starting on Sunday? I mean, that's a tough way to start your Dolphins tenure, right? On the road against Dallas, double-digit dog.
I don't care. Everybody's going to make excuses for him and say, oh, he didn't have an offensive line. Oh, they didn't have a running game. Look at the play calling. Look at the weaponry. He doesn't have any weaponry. And I can tell you, I've heard those excuses for Chad Henne and Ryan Tannehill. It doesn't matter. When you see a quarterback, a real quarterback, you'll know it. And I promise you, enjoy what you see. Please, you wanted him. You begged for him. You cried for him. He's yours now, Josh Rosen. Let him start all 14 games, please.
And, oh, when Fitzpatrick was starting, we saw both quarterbacks in the Ravens and the New England game.
Yeah.
Now Rosen's starting. Are we still going to see both quarterbacks?
I don't think Ryan Fitzpatrick really cares. And if I were Miami, I'd probably try to move Ryan Fitzpatrick to somebody who will give you a draft pick for him. Let's not pretend what the season – you know, let's not act like what we're doing is not what we're doing. Like, if you want an asset, if you can get an asset for Ryan Fitzpatrick from, you know, Adam Gase or whoever, go get it. Like, go, even if it's a 7th-round pick, go get it. Because all you're doing is stockpiling draft picks and trying to invest in players who are going to be here in 2020. You're not really trying to win. So let's just be real about it.
Joe Shad was on with us yesterday, and he said that it's the most demoralized. What was the word that he used, Crowder? It was like most demoralized. And you remember Solana? There was a specific word he used, but it was essentially like a demoralized and down locker room that he has ever covered in all his years covering football.
Joe Shad is a liar because he's never been here in 2007, and they were demoralized.
Hey, man, like, I was still upbeat. I was upbeat in my corner.
Wait a second. I've got inside information here with Channing Crowder.
Listen, even Channing's sales were down in his locker room stall. Nobody wants to watch movies anymore. Listen, we would walk in that locker room. And I still, because that was my first season covering the NFL, and, man, was it painful. I would literally walk in a locker room, and guys would look at me and give me the look like, man, we ain't got no chance.
So really, if you compared the two, 07 was more down than this season?
Oh, yeah, because this team still has a fight. This team still has a chance. They can, you know, all they need is something positive to happen for them, and then the momentum, you know, they'll feel confident about themselves. Right now, all the confidence has been knocked out of them. They start to convert some first downs, start to convert some third downs, get into the red zone and score, deliver a big play. They'll start feeling good about themselves, Xavier to get an interception, and you never know what could happen. they might be able to win one or two games. You know, that 07 team, man, they lucked into a victory. Like, and right now, that's really the level of talent that this team has. Like, I just counted it up. I think there are like 12 players who will probably be here in 2020. Like,
not to cut you, I want to ask you that, because are there players on this team that would not make another NFL roster?
Yes, probably half of the roster.
Come on, man.
And I'm being flat out. We could go by one by one if you'd like, because most of these guys have been waived, cut, you know, or veterans out of work, or, you know, or defensive backs that just need work, or like the safety that just got signed yesterday, been out of work for 3 weeks, or, you know, or been traded three times, or waived by Arizona, or like Taco Charlton, waived as a first-round pick by the Dallas Cowboys. You know, Mark Walton, waived by the Bengals. You know, everybody, you know, this roster, man, woo, it's a special one. No offensive line depth, no defensive line depth. You got some decent linebackers. Your quarterback, your secondary has been depleted by Minka Fitzpatrick trade. Two running backs, one of them's averaging 0.6 yards per carry. Tight ends that, you know, I'll give Gesicki. He's giving me a good start. I could respect that. Wide receivers, anybody stepping up in that unit? You know, this isn't much offensive line. Like, look at the offensive line. Like, three guys out there probably wouldn't be working if they weren't here.
And what would you say? I don't know if you heard Dominique Foxworthy, but he was saying that what the Dolphins are doing is unethical or immoral, or what they're doing to, you know, to lose on purpose. How do you feel about that? What would you be your response to Dominique?
That's not fair, because they're not losing on purpose. What they're doing is creating a bad team so that they have no chance of winning. And that's not fair. They're not trying to go out there to lose.
But you just said they're putting a team out there that can't win. That's not trying to lose, bro.
Yes. I mean, if you ask, as somebody, one of my peers said, I'm not even going to steal his quote, but he's like, if you're asking Jamal Wiltz to cover Antonio Brown and you expect him to cover him one-on-one, you know, you're not saying, oh, we're doing that to lose. You know, hey, it might happen, but you're not putting yourself in your best situation to succeed.
Yeah.
I mean, even the play calling has been horrendous. And it's super vanilla, and I think it's intentionally super vanilla. These coaches are out here, they're talking about coaching fundamentals. And I'm like, okay, that's great and that's cute, but you're calling games like you're calling a preseason game. Like, what is the point of that? But the point of it is you want to see what is salvageable from this team so that it can move forward to next year.
By the way, I just looked online to see what the line is on the Dolphins game. It has been taken off the board.
Got bigger.
It's taken off the board. So it'll come back in a few minutes. You think it'll be bigger?
Yeah, it'll be bigger. Your chances of winning just decreased.
No, because
trust me,
Taco's going to bring over the defensive scheme, and he's going to give them all the insight on what the defense runs.
Yeah, that's true. They're gonna pump him for info.
Well, yeah. What? How many audibles y'all had on defense, Shannon? Y'all got to change some names. So one is now Skyrocket instead of Skylark or something like that.
Oh,
like,
I'll tell you this: if they cut him week three, he doesn't even know the damn defensive adjustment. So we don't have to worry about anything that he knows.
I want to get a Taco Charlton jersey. I think he's going to be here for the long haul.
Save your money,
Omar Kelly. Read his work in the Sun Sentinel and check him out.
SunSentinel.com.
Do not buy a jersey. He leaves you with sage words. Do not buy a jersey of anyone.
Wilkins.
Do not buy anybody.
Christian Wilkins jersey.
No, don't buy it. Don't buy anybody's jersey. Don't buy a single jersey.
A Brian Flores button down.
He doesn't even wear them.
I wouldn't even buy that. Nobody's safe.
Brian Flores wears long sleeves during the very hot South Florida heat. Has anyone noticed this?
No.
And ask him about
he
that.
He ripped in. He got these muscles. He got muscles, so I respect that.
It's crazy.
When's the last time you seen a head coach with muscles?
Not too many of them. It's crazy to say, but a Crowder jersey might be hitting right now.
Listen, if you walk up into the stadium with a Crowder jersey, you can walk, you hold your head up high.
You the man!
Are you talking about Jameson?
My man!
You're not talking about down here, are you? You're talking about down here?
Listen, they not Crowder. They talk crap about Crowder, how mediocre Crowder was, because he followed Zach, of course, which was not fair. But yeah. Crowder, think, name the last respectable linebacker they had since Crowder.
Wait a second. When you say
like
when
it.
You say they talked about him, that's you.
No, I said Crowder can't cover a tight end. That's the only
thing. Oh, here he go. Here they go. Every time we bring up Crowder, gotta bring up Dallas Clark. Every time I say my name.
Jason Witten, anybody who was decent who could run around. Crowder was asking for safety help. Crowder's like, yo, YB, you got me.
Bro, I locked up some of the worst of tight ends in the league, though. Those blocking tight ends,
man,
they ain't have a damn chance.
If Gesicki was playing when you were playing.
Boy, I'd have gave hell to Durham Smythe.
I mean, look out.
Agnew's ass choked to death. 10 on 10.
Read Omar Kelly's work, sunsentinel.com. Thanks, O.
All right, guys.
There you go, Omar Kelly. Again, breaking news, Dolphins have claimed Taco Charlton. They've also announced that Josh Rosen is going to be – they haven't announced it, but it's all over the media. Yeah. Josh Rosen is going to be the starter Sunday in Dallas. So we will continue to talk about that story as we continue on here. That's a lot of breaking news.
Y'all got to get down to Loop Back Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet. All this breaking news, get something that doesn't break. Those beautiful Chevrolets. Oh, my goodness. If you haven't seen this new lineup of award-winning cars and trucks, you've seen them on the road. I see y'all breaking y'all neck to look at these new Chevys. Get down there and holler at my homeboy, Eric Nunez, at Lou Back Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet. He will save you thousands over any other dealership, not in the city, not in the state, but in the nation. This dealership is where other dealers go to get their family a car. Guys can't hook themselves up as good as Eric Nunez can hook you up. That's how awesome Eric is, and that's what he's going to work out for every single one of the listeners. Get down there. Trust me, I've bought a couple cars from Eric. I've sent dozens of people over there. He's going to watch out for you. Find new roads, but don't overpay. Get incredible deals, thousands less than any other dealers. Why would you go anyplace else if you're in the market for a new car? Go see this award-winning lineup of cars, and Eric put together a team at Loop Back Road. That's amazing. See how a dealership is really supposed to get run. See how cars are really supposed to get sold. See how it's supposed to look, guys. Go down to 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway and check out Loop Back Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet. They're your Silverado headquarters, and you know I love pickup trucks. Check out these new Silverados. They are awesome. 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway and online at CoconutCreekChevrolet.com. Loop Back Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet. Find new roads.
All right. We will continue to monitor the breaking Dolphins news. Josh Rosen going to be the Dolphins starter on Sunday in Dallas. We will continue to follow that next on Hockman and Crowder. Talk to me on a throwback Thursday. This a banger.
Oh, for sure.
This a banger.
We agree on about 9 songs in the world.
This one.
This makes the list.
Hockman and Crowder, simulcast extravaganza. This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Breaking news, Dolphins. Josh Rosen will be the starting quarterback on Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys.
I love it.
Now, I've got Riptide tickets to give away in this segment. In the next segment, 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour, we're going to give away a $50 gift certificate for Caneswear. You know I love that place. We do the show on Mondays at Twin Peaks. Right down the street is Caneswear on University Drive, and Kane's got a little something. I'm guessing they'll be 2-2 after Saturday, and so $50, you go in there, you get some new gear. That is a great prize. So got all this stuff coming up here. Looking at the shirt. Now, this has got to be updated on my website, honkedofflikeagoose.com, but here are your Dolphins starters since Dan Marino. I give you the notice. Don't text me Pat White. He never started a game. Can you hear me? Because I still get the texts even after this warning.
Started. Played the first offensive snap.
These are the Dolphins starters since Dan Marino. We have this all on a T-shirt, and it's got to be updated now. Jay Fiedler, Damon Heward, Ray Lucas, Brian Griese, A.J. Feely, Sage Rosenfels, Gus Frerotte, Dante Culpepper, Joey Harrington, Cleo Lemon, Trent Green, John Beck, Chad Pennington, Chad Henney, Tyler Thigpen, Matt Moore, Ryan Tannehill, Jay Cutler, Brock Osweiler, Ryan Fitzpatrick, and now Josh Rosen.
Hey, I like it.
We had to turn it into a shirt that Grandpa wore in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, right?
That was a nightgown with his lazy ass. Get out to bed.
That is an unbelievable list. Josh Rosen will be added to it on Sunday. Wow.
Maybe wow. It's the end of that list.
Wow. No. Are you crazy?
You didn't have a little excitement with me? What are you going to just knock me down like that?
Listen, I'm a realist when it comes to this season. And I kind of feel like Josh Rosen, I don't know if we'll ever know if he's great, because I don't think you can really judge behind this offensive line and with these weapons. I think their sights are set on Tua. I am convinced that this whole season is about getting Tua when you can get Tua. And I don't think you'll be able to see enough from Josh Rosen this season where you'd go, oh yeah, you know what? They can use 3 first-round draft picks on something other than a quarterback. I don't think we'll see it.
Could do, but the positive of the Dolphins, if he plays, and I'm with you, he's not going to win a lot of games with what's around him, but if he plays well, now you have another trade piece.
Right. That is
after
true.
You bring in your quarterback
that
you
is true.
Like.
Might have a whole new asset.
Am I crazy for having, I guess, like a sense of excitement about this news?
Anytime the backup quarterback comes in, I think it's exciting for a lot of fan bases. Like, I think, Giants fans, they're excited to see Daniel Jones, right? But they still have some hope, maybe, for the season. I mean, they've got Saquon Barkley. Yeah. Like, I think the Dolphins fans, I mean, you could put Jake Rudock in, too. Like, I think we're in a different place than every other fan base in the NFL right now.
But I'll tell you what, he did, I'm not going to lie, last week when he got in, he got me excited.
Yeah, he launched balls up there. I mean, what more do you want to see?
That's what he's going to do.
He put him on the money, though, and a couple of those were perfect passes
absolutely,
and they were dropped.
Absolutely, absolutely. I just think that they get out-talented by the end of the game. Like, I don't think Josh Rosen is the answer. I don't think he makes you a playoff team now. Yeah.
But the thing, I'll tell you what, if he's going to ball, it'll be this week before they have a lot of film on him.
Yeah.
He comes in, they don't really know how, you're going to run a different offense. I don't know how much different than Fitzpatrick to Rosen, so maybe they could sneak up on him. Because Omar Kelly just said, and I 100% agree with him, where are the trick plays? Where are the reverses? Where are the screens? Where are, like, I'm not giving any credit to Adam Gase because I don't think he's a good coach. At least he tried some silly stuff. Where's the silly stuff?
I mean, maybe you'll see it starting Sunday. I don't know.
But, like Omar kind of insinuating, do they want to get a lucky touchdown?
Well, figure that out.
You know, like, do they want to sneak up and score 14?
You got to figure that out. Let me give away this pair of tickets for Riptide. Riptide Music Festival, powered by Ford. We've got a pair of general admission tickets. So Riptide this year is November 23rd and 24th on Fort Lauderdale Beach. The Killers are playing, the 1975, a whole list of artists. It is such a fun event. That beach never gets put to better use than Riptide Music Festival, powered by Ford. You can go to riptidefest.com. That's the website if you want to get tickets. But if you want to win tickets, caller 5 on just the call-in lines. We've got 10 lines, so whoever ends up on line number 5 is going to be the winner of the Riptide tickets. 786-360-0790. 786-360-0790. I see the calls are populating as we speak.
I have a real question, though,
yes.
Because you joked about the shirt length. Do you have to – how do you do it?
I think we got to go down to like an 8-point font size.
That's what you changed the font? Because
you have to look at it with a magnifying glass.
That list is crazy.
It's crazy.
Is it 2 rows?
It's
do
crazy.
You have to break them down?
This is the way it looks right now. There it is. go to honkedofflikeagoose.com.
Oh,
so you got to so shrink it up a little bit.
I got you.
And, you know, and if you got the one that ends with Ryan Fitzpatrick, you got yourself a collector's item.
Sell a Superman cape.
In the next segment, we're going to give away a $50 gift certificate for Caneswear. That is a great prize. So do not go away. Let me talk to you about Deal. Now, summer is winding down. So are the prices at Deal Volvo. They're making room for the incoming 2020 models. Take advantage of great deals. Get all the remaining 2019 models. Check out the redesigned 2019 Volvo S60 with its panoramic moonroof, 9-inch Sensus touchscreen. For the 2019 XC90, the most awarded luxury SUV of the century. Deal has been selling Volvo models for 30 years, right there on Bird Road, just off US 1. It's right near the U. All are ready for immediate delivery and discounted with great leases and low finance rates. They've been serving South Florida for over 30 years with the same owners, same great locations, same low prices, great selection, great service department, well over 25,000 Volvos sold. Most of all, the best prices. If you're car shopping this weekend, you want to get the best prices and keep your family safe in a new Deal Volvo with the biggest savings of the year. For the best prices and service, visit Deal Volvo, where it's all about the D-E-E-L. They'll take great care of you. US 1, Bird Road, right near the U. Call 305-444-2222 or visit DealVolvoCars.com. More of Dolphins quarterback change news next on Hockman and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.